What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchel with Jim McTagg on the road. Jim is the former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. Once a reporter, always a reporter. Question, question, question. Jim's been on a road trip, first to Kentucky, along the Ohio River, Owensboro, and then to through Ohio coming back to Fayette County, Jeffersonville, where there's much building going on from major Silicon Valley-associated businesses. That's Amazon building a cloud data center. That's Honda building a battery-powered battery plant that would be green technology. And Meta training people in Columbus. That is pure Silicon Valley, as Mr. Zuckerberg. However, we're back now in Lancaster, which has a diversified economy. It has data center. It has Costco. It has tourism. It has the retired. And healthcare and novelties, and it's good for shopping on the weekends. So we're back in Lancaster. The weather was rainy, but now it's cleared. What's the economy look like to you this week, Jim?
John, let me add that we're the largest unirrigated agricultural county in the whole United States, so we don't have a water problem, and we have a big pharmaceutical industry as well.
And the Amish live there, raising very good food, yes.
And the Amish are shrewd, so very shrewd business people. The economy's okay here. It's uneven. I mean, there's weakness, and again, it's a K economy. Retailers are feeling the impact, but in terms of restaurants and tourism, we're doing okay. We have a lot of senior citizens, and they have deep pockets, and they're keeping a lot of restaurants afloat. Again, in Lancaster, you mentioned the Columbia Borough, which is Trump country. This perplexes me because I was talking to a local politician about opposition by the Republican base to data centers, and he tried to blame the Democrats, saying Democrats don't want to talk about men and women sports. They don't want to talk about abortion, so they're looking for a kitchen table issue, and data centers is it. But the Democrats aren't really talking about it. The Republicans are. The Republicans in the State House are introducing bills that would layer red tape on data centers and raise taxes on data centers. Remember Reagan and supply side and cutting red tape and cutting taxes? So I don't, it's apparently they feel that they have to give up their Republican principles and act like Democrats to get reelected by Republicans.
Jim, Governor Shapiro said he wanted to make Pennsylvania the data center state. Now, Virginia's way out front, but catching up can be done. You're saying the Republican representatives in Lancaster County reject data centers?
It's the whole state. They claim they're trying to give local municipalities more leeway to chart their own future and not get steamrolled by data centers. But when you look at the bills the Republicans are introducing throughout the state, and it's supported by our Republican state representatives, it raises taxes. It makes them report electrical and plumbing usage to some pencil-pushing bureaucrats. I mean, it's just layering on red tape and taxes. And again, this is anti-supply side, anti-Ronald Reagan. It's completely out of character with the way Republicans should be acting.
And $800,000 from that data center in Columbia Borough for the government, which is, you tell me that it's hard times in Columbia Borough for for the school.
Yeah, Columbia bought a 40-acre airstrip, a former one. They spent, I think they spent $3 million or $4 million on it, and they're in the hole because they don't have taxes coming off of it, and there's upkeep. And a bidder came in and offered $8 million for the property and build three small data centers, each the size of a Walmart supercenter, which is about 200,000 square feet. We haven't seen projections on tax revenues. We can assume it would be over $1 billion a year. Columbia Borough is a basket case. Its school system is failing. It's in the hole. It might have to raise taxes on local people if it seems to think that some boutique manufacturer of drones is going to buy the property, and that's pure science fiction. So again, these are Trump blue collar Republicans just scared to death of the future and reacting irrationally.
All right, let's stay with Lancaster. The tourists are there. You've seen them during the week, or were you away?
Well, I was away on the weekend, but they're here during the week. We have Dutch Wonderland amusement park, and Hershey Park, which is a huge amusement park, is about 20 miles away on a superhighway where everybody drives 70 miles an hour. So a lot of family, and we have Sight and Sound Theater. It's a Christian themed theater, so we have families here all summer long. It's a close vacation if you're in Philadelphia or Baltimore or New Jersey.
And you would say the economy is uneven?
Well, it's okay. Let's say it's steady, but it's not as robust as it was a year ago. So you know, it's good, but it's not great.
And the data center that you do have was embraced by the county and is going to open in 27 and pay you, what did you say, $2 million a year?
Yeah, approximately $2 million a year and create about 200 permanent jobs. And the irony here is Lancaster City is the only Democratic stronghold in the entire county, and they embrace the data center. So, again, there's the irony. You know, the blue-collar Republicans are scared to death of these monstrous data centers, and the liberals in Lancaster City saw a good deal and they embraced it.
And what you saw in Ohio, what you saw in Kentucky, is that the future's already here. It's not evenly distributed, but it's getting there. Big buildings going up and a lot of people anxious about the future. Why not? Jim McTague.
Yes.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. You'll learn a lot more in the countryside than you ever can in a big city. I'm John Batchelor.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.